What's the matter?
Like 12 people just killed.
Man, where was it at?
California.
Just, like, what sort of a place?
It's a bar. They were line dancing. We just went in there and shot up a bunch of people.
Jeez. I don't understand what goes on inside the mind of somebody. But honest to goodness, how can we expect that anybody would have any different response when people don't have value?
That's what I said. We have no value for human life. If anybody, people are like, oh, it's post-traumatic stress disorder. It's like, well, you know, the dudes in Vietnam,
yeah. They
were in a war zone, they had PTSD, and then
they came
back.
They had a worse situation when
they came back. They came back to a country that was spitting on them.
Right.
So if anybody had,
we
didn't see a bunch of mass shootings then. So that's not it.
Anyway. All right.
I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
Oh, my word. And Vita and Chip.
And Rocky. Booby's word of the day is happy. Everybody be happy. It's hard to sometimes. But you gotta be happy. Plus, Booby said it, so there's nothing you can do about it.
And Booby speaks.
Booby shirt's on the way, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be my favorite. We got some pretty cool shirts on the way, but the Booby shirt, the Booby Says shirt is going to be my favorite, right?
Yeah, well, your comment section is going to light up. He means that there's going to be a picture of this guy on it. So we're clear.
How's that different from what I said? I said Booby shirts are coming.
You just said to a huge channel of people, there will be Booby shirts. What do you think these people, do you think anybody's going to, do you think everybody was just going to think that it was this guy? What do you think they thought would be that shirt?
Oh my gosh. Are you serious? I had just put him down 2 seconds ago.
So you think nobody thought anything but that little character was going to be on the shirt?
Anyway.
Booby shirts, guys. That'll be my favorite. Booby, booby.
Wow. Booby says happy. That's Booby's word of the day. All right. All right. Unbelievable.
Okay. So we're doing this one we've never
Tremonti,
done before, right?
What's it called? Something machine?
Dying machine, I think.
Dying machine.
A dying machine. And people were saying, like, that we should watch the actual official video, but if we do the actual official, it'll get blocked. The only thing that we could do that hopefully won't get blocked is a live session, so.
What I'll do, maybe.
You'll play that one up here silently.
It'll be, like, too much multitasking. But what I'll do is I'll have the official video on this side, lyrics on this side, and then that on that side.
Gosh.
So we can. I'm the multitasker, so I can do that. But I think we'll get a feel. Oh, look at that, Christians in Course thing. Oh, by the way, Sori Life, Sori's channel.
Yep.
Check her out. It's right there. I don't know which
have
one.
Have you been adding it to the videos? I haven't been.
I have.
Thanks, honey.
So check out Sori's channel.
Yeah.
There you are. All right, so.
Just regular life, what happens around here. But one person was like, basically said, like, this actually helped me realize how normal my household is. I'm like, that's not a good sign.
It's not a good sign at all. You did not want to use us as your standard for normalization.
No.
God help
no.
you. Literally.
Normality.
You are screwed, my friend. All right.
But honestly, that comment made me feel a little bit better, too.
Tremonti dying machine, let's do it.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Did you silence yours? Because we can't have everything going all at the same time.
Your punishment must be more severe.
Go.
All right.
Bye, Tremonti, you guys. Give it up. Thank you so much. So like I said, we came out with a record this month. It's called A Dying Machine. And this here is the title track. If you guys know this song, I want to sing. I want to hear you guys singing with us, all right? Sing it loud and proud. Here we go.
Man made devices, you're haunted me. You're
I feel like we're gonna have two opposite like reviews on this.
Okay. I think this is a concept record.
Yeah, probably. What did you think of it? You didn't like it. Tell me the truth, you didn't like it. I knew it! Fans. I liked it!
How did you know I wasn't gonna like?
I just could feel it. Like, well, first I could feel your vibe, and you weren't vibing. And I just had that feel. It was like kind of like one of those things that, like, I feel like it's like that. Maybe it's really corny. I don't know. But I like corny. I'm not sure. I like it a lot, and I feel like that the studio version would be really good.
All right, so here's the studio version.
Yeah, if there's no sound, it's because it got blocked. And if the video comes out late, it's because it got blocked and then we had to I'm going to try to send up two versions, but sometimes the internet is a little bit slow, so.
We might get lucky here.
Maybe. How many views are on it?
Yeah, that's booby. Well, it was released 7 months ago and there's a million views on the other one.
That's
so
true.
That's
ask Dick while you're at it.
Booby, will this thing... Let us publish it. The live version was trash, so we need the studio version.
I don't think that it was trash. I could just tell that a studio
compared
version...
Compared to what I just heard in the studio, it's trash. Wolby, do you agree?
Okay.
Booby says we're going to be fine.
We can just stop talking to intimate parts and just get to this room.
Intimate parts? What are you talking about? Did you mean to say inanimate?
No, I meant to say intimate.
Well, Booby and I just started hanging out, so I'm not sure that he and I are intimate friends yet. Let's go.
Ready? Go.
You're a dying machine. Keep this, because that's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Do you think that it's, so this is what I got from it. First of all, I love sci-fi stuff. Stuff with robots and stuff. I just love it. I love the concept of, like, something that's human and that you kind of, like, trust it, but then it turns out not good. I don't know why.
Android stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You have many problems.
Anyway. Huh? If you know any good robot movies, like legit good ones, like put it in the comment section.
And there's iRobot, we saw that. What?
I thought you were gonna list off more. I never remember the names.
All I know is iRobot.
Yeah. And that Ghost Shell one was really stupid.
And Ex Machina we saw.
Yep.
That one was interesting.
So anyway, so it seems to me that this song is about a robot that was created, but it seems like that the robot, like, is kind of, like, tricks you because they're built to love and then they calculate. But I think it's a double. I think it's not just talking about a robot, but I think it's talking about a relationship and a person that's in a relationship that's very calculating and, like kind of gives their love, but then in the end is out to destroy you. In a lot of times in those types of relationships, the other person, like, can't separate themselves from that. Even though they can see the destructive nature or whatever, like, it's hard for them to break away from it. He says, "You're no true soul, you'll never be. Man-made device, you've haunted me. You're built to serve, to calculate. You're built to love, to overtake." So it's...
Yeah, it looks to me like this is a sci-fi. I mean, you can secondarily interpret it metaphorically, but
yeah,
it looks pretty straightforward to be this guy fell in love with the machine,
mm-hmm,
but the machine is, like, shutting down or whatever.
I think it's breaking, yeah.
Yeah.
But it says, down on the chorus, "Look at you now, you're a dying machine, cold and disfigured, corrupted, diseased. Again, you've come back. Oh, I'll die in this place. Mechanical cradle, synthetic embrace. You're a dying machine, a dying machine." So it seems like that the robot has him cradled, and that's going to become his, like, that's how he's going to die. Like, he's going to die with the machine.
Well, you got these things out now, these, like full-size mechanical women or something
that
people are using for their sexual outlets or whatever.
That's really disturbing.
Here we go, technology. You know,
really?
Gary Vaynerchuk was talking about how in the next, 15 to 20 years, the gap between reality and the virtual world is going to be pretty thin. Because we're going to have virtual reality contact lenses.
I don't understand. Is it like a full-size person?
Yeah, it looks like a full-size person. Yeah.
And it's a robot?
I don't know if it's a robot, I don't know if it's just a doll, but it's just, here we are, so, at least in this, it's just weird to me, like, you look at that and you go, oh, that's sci-fi,
mm-hmm,
and it's like, how sci-fi is it? Right. You know, there's that Chinese dude that had the, remember I showed you that article, where the dude had, like, a doll or whatever, and then his wife had to upkeep the doll?
No, you didn't show it to me.
Yeah, it was very, very weird.
He must have showed it to somebody else. You didn't show it to me. That's really creepy. What do you mean his wife had to upkeep the doll? What kind of a doll was it?
It was a woman. I don't know. This is very strange. There it is. Yeah, Chinese man with terminal cancer married a sex doll. Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with people? Are you serious?
So as not to leave grieving widow. So, you know, there we are. You know, put a picture on that in there. But he married her, and he's got terminal cancer, so he didn't want to leave a grieving widow. These sex dolls in China are family companions more than toys.
What are we talking? What do you mean family companions?
I have no idea, babe.
Where did you even hear about this?
This one of them was on CNN. The one that I just posted isn't even looked up. Isn't even the one. There was this guy. He was an older guy. And there it is right there in Daily Mail. Bizarre relationships between men and human-sized plastic dolls in China. You know, there's this guy.
He's carrying her. 58-year-old. And that looks like a child.
Well, yeah. Then there's this guy.
Do they talk?
No, they don't talk at this point. And then there is a guy who is married. Like,
holy cow, this is creepy, man.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's
they're silicone dolls, you know.
Is he touching her booby?
There was one where the dude was married.
This is so.
And then his real life wife. There it is, right
married
there.
Married Japanese man claims he has finally found love with a sex doll. What is wrong with people, babe?
He takes shopping. I'm pretty sure. Perfect Scroll relationship down. With. Huh, look at the name, Saori. Oh God, Saori, God Almighty.
Wait.
And she's in a wheelchair. It's very strange.
Well, that's because she can't walk. No, I want to see what it says. Stop. Even taking the dummy out shopping
to buy a fancy outfit,
despite the fact that he's married to a woman with whom he has two children. This guy's insane. He's 61 years old. He lives with a life-size doll in his apartment in Tokyo, where he enjoys a physical relationship with it. But he claims he's happy because his plastic companion isn't only after his money.
Okay,
you clicked on something so I can see.
Isn't only after money, that's what it says.
And there's pictures of him in bed with this thing.
Oh. I mean.
This is so disgusting. I don't understand, like. Why is this disgusting to me?
Well, we just listened to a song where a person had a relationship with an android.
Yes, I know.
What's the difference?
Because it's a sci-fi world, babe.
No, my point is, it's not. That's my point.
No, I know.
It's not a sci-fi world. This is where we're at. We just don't have the technology to get to where these folks would want to get to.
Because, and I always think about, like, remember I was telling you, like, my whole, like, sci-fi story?
Well, I was thinking about that in the car.
Yeah.
The one that you told me in the car. On the
yeah.
Way up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Like, I think that, but the fact, I don't understand this. Like, honestly, I'm confused. We have to talk about this.
What are you confused
Stop,
about?
Stop, I'm confused. This is so grossing me out.
Okay. What are you confused about?
That's creepy. He's in an apartment by himself with a freaking doll, babe.
It's the next logical progression. These dudes are spending hours and hours on their computer with porn. So now you got a life-size thing that you can have sex with. I mean, it's you know, this stuff is serious, man. Like, it's not. It's no joke. I'm not saying everybody that binges on porn is doing this. What I'm saying is that I guarantee you there's probably a one-to-one correlation. You know, if you're so addicted to... And then the other... Here's the thing about, like, digital relationships, like pornography, is the girl never says no.
Right.
She's always in a certain type of sexual situation where she never says no. And you don't have to invest in a real relationship. You don't have to fight. You don't have to argue. It's just boom, boom, bang, bang. Right? And so if you were to extrapolate the emotional side of this, so you have the physical, and there is metaphysical aspects of sexuality, even in pornography, that's happening. But the doll is a corporeal extension of that. She's never going to say no. She's always going to be, you know, amenable to whatever you want, right? And she's not after you for your money and all the risks that you need to take, because relationships, as we know, are extremely risky. The risks that you have to take in a relationship, you don't have to do any of that stuff. So it's the, you know, when you have a digital, a lot of these people have a digital relationship with her.
She's basically like a drugged woman.
Sure.
Because she's not freaking moving or anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge thing in China right now.
This is so disgusting.
Well, I mean, I keep saying over and over again, worldviews have consequences. You know, I don't really see why you're reacting this way. I mean, if a dude will spend hours
because
and hours
I
on
didn't
a,
know that we were at this point.
He'll spend hours on a computer. Why is this, you know?
Because I think that the doll is even more of a problem than pornography.
I don't think so.
Because
I'm glad. Because most people, you know, like, you look at that picture and the guys in the train station, it's like, most normal people, you look at that and you go, whoa, this dude has a problem. He's carrying her around. Yeah, you go, oh, there's a serious problem. And so, like, this type of action is probably going to be harder to normalize than pornography. Pornography is normalized, but to me, it's just as crazy. It's just as crazy. So, I mean, at least, and this one is a lot more humane than pornography, I'll tell you that. But, you know, he's brushing the hair and all that.
You think that this doesn't involve pornography?
What do you mean?
You think that just seeing that doll, he removes her head and puts it back on. You think that that's going to suffice? You don't think he watches any porn to get going before he...
No, I mean, I don't know what these guys do. I'm just saying that, you know, it created a digital relationship with a person. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so then the desire for that to increase, you know, to real life where you can touch and feel something, this is the next logical progression of that industry. Is what I'm saying. And so, like, they're sex dolls. Now, what ends up happening is these dudes, originally the manufacturers are like, hey, you can, you know, blah, 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 here's a sex doll. You know, you're a 60-year-old guy who could never bag a girl that, you know, whatever, but now you can. Which is the exact same thing as pornography, right? You get all these, like, amazingly beautiful women that 99.99% of the dudes that are on there could never even approach, right, in real life.
Right.
So it's like, it's the same idea, only it's corporealized, but then there's the emptiness of the soul where a person, you know, really wants to, you know, have an actual relationship, and so they take it there. I mean, the human soul's a hell of a thing, you know, and if you...
But there's no... He's saying that this doll has a personality and stuff.
Well, yeah, the doll is an extension of his personality.
Oh my word, that's so creepy every time you say stuff like that.
If he...
What do you mean?
Well, if he has in his conception... What's his name? Senji? She's not after his money and she never betrays him. She just sits there and watches TV with him. He has a conception. He's been hurt in his life. He's been betrayed. He's been used for his money. Of course, and so of course he never takes accountability for anything, but he's just been hurt by women, and now, boom, this is a perfect alternative. Here we are. So he has
an... It's expensive to have a family. It's
like I said with writing, right? Like, you can never write a character that's not an extension of you somehow. So if he's got a pretend relationship with this young lady, with this doll, life-size doll, then it's all going to be his... It's just an extension of him. You know, relationships are designed, especially from a Christian perspective, relationships are designed to poke holes in your selfishness. You know, and so that's why you have conflict, is because 99% of conflicts in relationships are due to each other's selfishness. And so, and you know, back in the day, you had no choice. You had to figure it out. Or you had to be alone for the rest of your life. Well, not anymore. Welcome to the digital age. Now you can replace your actual wife with a doll who will never fight with you. It doesn't matter how beautiful the girl is, you're always going to have conflicts, you're always going to have fights, you're always going to have disagreements, and there's always a risk that the person can betray you and find somebody else. This eliminates all of that.
Yep.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who've been primed for this. You know, I don't think that, you know, I mean, and look at the gateway that it came in through was sex dolls. You know, I know inevitably somebody's going to mention pornography has nothing to do with it. Okay, these dudes that were constructing these dolls, they weren't thinking relationship doll that you can replace your wife with. Believe me, they were just thinking sex dolls because they understood their constituency. It has now evolved into something else, but it's initially sex dolls. That's what they are. That's what they're there for. So,
I'm so...
Now, I didn't know. Apparently, according to Google, it's a massive thing in China right now. Vice has done a whole thing on it.
Men who bought sex dolls online ends up in court because it was what?
I have no idea. Because it was a child size version. Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
And there's a whole article.
Is wrong. Oh my word.
That was 2015. Why are sex dolls so popular with men in China? That was 3 years ago. So God knows how much we've progressed. So, I mean, it sounds sci-fi. Like, oh, this is sci-fi. But this is not. It's not sci-fi.
No.
Like, you can, you know, if one of these guys figures out how to make this thing say, like, 30,000 words or phrases or something like that, they're going to be set for life.
Oh, yeah.
For life. We do, like, you know, updates like you do with your iPhone, you know, to a 2.0, whatever. I mean, this is where we are. Like, but this is what I'm talking about, like... Over and over again, if you just tell people that they're just, you know, this is all there is, and we're in a naturalistic world, and there's nothing transcendent about you, then why not? What's the real functional difference between you and this doll?
WTF of the day, Chinese man. Seriously, you know what? I'm sorry. Honey.
Sex dolls are replacing China's missing women. Foreignpolicy.com, 2017. Because there's more men than women in China, you know, so you got, you know, here we are. It's crazy.
So, but I don't understand, like, what's this going to do to people? Because sexuality, what?
It's disgusting.
Just a huge pile of these dolls.
Go ahead.
So.
$45 a day with a $1,200 deposit.
So you have to pay per day?
No, you can rent it with a $1,200 deposit. $16,000 a year.
God. Ew, and the operators assured users they would be washed between rentals.
God almighty.
Oh my gosh. So no, it looks like what you do, like, is you pay the $1,600. But then anytime that you want it, you should say, okay, I want it for tonight. So you don't have it at your place.
What are you saying? You're asking what it's going to do to us?
Yeah, because, like, there's no relationship, obviously.
What I'm saying, you're saying we're going to go down a slippery slope. What I'm saying is we're already at the bottom of the hill.
No, it can get worse.
You've got people, listen, you've got people that have been ingesting this thing for 20, 30 years, 40 years, pornography. 40 years. You got a whole generation of dudes that have done that.
Yeah.
For 40 years.
Yeah.
So, digitally, like, input all the time. So now they've got this entire world of sexual relationships with women who have absolutely no soul. In the sense that they're only there for one thing and they can never fight with you and they're never gonna, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just click and the girl's never gonna betray you, blah, blah, blah. So they've already been primed for this stuff. So this is just a corporeal way of bringing that into this world, to taking it out of the computer and bringing it into this world. What's happened, though, is a lot of these dudes are unbelievably empty and can't have, you know, there's that whole incel thing where they, you know, they can't have a relationship with women and da-da-da-da. And I really believe that one of the reasons why we have this incel thing is a lot of these dudes don't even know how to relate to a woman because they're so busy, you know, doing the pornography thing, and they don't even, now, they can't even handle rejection because they haven't been rejected for, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day in their whatever. So back in the day,
if
you got dissed by a girl, you got rejected, it was like, you know, I gotta step my game up or, you know, reanalyze the girls I'm going after, whatever, the normal thing that you had to do. because, you know, the girl's got to have some standards and say, no, I don't like you, or you're fat, or you're broke, or you're whatever. And then it encourages you to, you know, get in shape or compete in the workplace. This is how societies get built.
Right.
A lot of it has to... I was listening to, the Jordan Peterson thing, Adam and Eve, and he was talking about, like, you know, that, you know, the whole Darwinian worldview, you know, here you are, and who are you going to choose for a mate? Well, you're going to choose a dude that's going to be able to kill that wildebeest or kill the other guy or whatever. That's the guy that you're going to choose. And so, you know, he was talking about how women were really helped us, you know, get to where we need to be because they created higher standards for who they were going to quote-unquote mate with, and then it made the men have to step up and be better men.
Yeah.
And now what's happened is, you know, that rejection mechanism was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's been sliced off because these guys are no longer have to go in that direction to get the prize because they can just get it digitally. But then what happens is they're empty because that's an empty enterprise. So then they go out into the real world. They don't know how to deal with rejection.
Well, I'm wondering if it's going to actually increase the amount of rapes or violence against women, because if you have a doll that you're humanizing that you can have sex with anytime that you want to, and she can't say anything about it, you know what I mean? Like she's always ready and willing, and then you have human women who are, you know, the majority of people, you know, when we look at the value of a human being, if you dehumanize people, and then you kind of like that you're making that gap smaller between the two. So then why would a guy not just, you know what I mean, like grab some woman or something?
Well, I think the counter argument is going to be that this doll is going to be a channel so that, you know, that doesn't happen. Now look, I'm going to be very careful about how I say this. I know people in special victims units, areas of law enforcement.
Right.
And there is absolutely, this is uncontestable.
Yeah.
There's absolutely a one-to-one correlation between folks who consistently ingest pornography and those assaults. Now, I am not saying everybody who does that will do that.
Right.
I am not saying that. If we did, you wouldn't be able to walk outside because 90% of in America are ingesting pornography. Now, that is not what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, the stats are showing the vast majority of men who consume that do not do that. However, it also shows that the men who do that, there's absolutely a one-to-one correlation. And so the argument is going to be yes, and that's why we need these dolls so that they have an outlet. I think that, you know, I've talked to women who've, their husbands and their boyfriends have, you know, tried to act out their pornographic fantasies on them, and have, and assaulted them, and done crazy shit to them, because their minds are so crazy on this thing.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it's a crazy time, but you know, this is one of the things about not being able to see the ramifications of a certain societal action.
Oh my gosh.
We just can't see it. It's this very childish, immature, adolescent, oh, I can access this as much as, and hang out here on this site as much as I want. And then when somebody comes and says, this is bad, this is corrosive to society, this is destructive, people go, ah, you're just being a prude, you right-wing Christian, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, here we are. You got a whole bunch of dudes who can't deal with rejection.
I can't believe this.
You know, and now, you know, here you are. Oh, this person will never betray me. It's like, who's not been betrayed by a woman? And which woman has not been betrayed by a man? Like, it's the way of men and women. I mean, that's the way of relationships. That's how they work. You know, and you know, that's how we got to where we are as human beings. Whatever you believe, you know, about how we got here. I mean, that whole interplay between men and women is what has built societies and cultures for millennia.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody's thinking through the ramifications of... Like, this should be illegal. Like, I'm not a very big, like, rights guy. I'm a duty guy. I'm a collectivist. I'm not an individual, whatever. This right here should be illegal. We need to eradicate this from our society immediately. But it won't happen.
No.
It won't happen. But But this is we're pretty close to completely collapsing on ourselves here. But this is what happens. Ideas have consequences. They absolutely have.
I'm just blown away.
I mean, I'm not blown away. It's just amazing to me that this is a time that we're in. But
there was
this
movie.
It's unbelievable.
It was a robot movie. I don't remember what the name of it was, but in it, that's what they were doing. They were, like, the robots were very advanced, and you would call them in for, like, sexual stuff and stuff like that. And, like, there was this family that, like, they got a son because they couldn't have kids of their own, but he couldn't eat, he couldn't do anything like that. Well, then they ended up getting pregnant, and then the robot was jealous of their real kid, and so it was causing a problem, so then they tried to get rid of the kid, but he was... It was a really... The story was actually really interesting. I don't remember what it was called. If anybody knows, put it in the comments.
Well, when you increase technology in the mind and the hearts of an evil person...
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. Is that we have arrogantly said, we don't need God, we don't need these moralities, blah, blah, blah. We can establish our own morality. Peterson talks about it. Peterson's not a Christian, but he talks about it. He talks about Nietzsche, and Nietzsche was scared of this. You know, now Nietzsche, you know, he thought we were going to, like, you know, collectively become the overman and figure this, like, a new way to be human without, you know. I think he's wrong. Jung disagreed with him, and so do I. He's wrong. We're not going to do that. We're going to increase in technology, and the more that we increase in technology, the more corrupt. This technology is not making us corrupt, but when you combine that type of access to a corrupt person, this is what happens. We're losing what it means to be an actual human being. We're losing soul. We're losing our souls.
Right.
And that's not poetic language. That's when you have an actual flesh and blood human being who bore you two children, mm-hmm. and then you have a doll in the house. It's
the,
like,
doll,
it's unbelievable.
Is the age of his daughters, probably.
It's just,
he's having this relationship with this doll. He's replaced his wife, probably replaced his daughters.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, say what you want.
Oh, gosh.
But so this story, though, is like, the sexual angle isn't there. It's the love angle. It's the, he wanted her to love him, and then she was dying, and I guess he resents her for dying, or whatever. But it's just an amazing thing to where it's like, you know, 10,
I don't
15,
know. 10, What's 15, going on with your computer?
10, 15 years ago, this was science.
I'm at the lyrics.
10, 15 years ago, this was science fiction, and now it's, you know, we just haven't caught up to it. But, I mean, obviously somebody's going to invest the time and the money to make the thing as lifelike and as human as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And you combine that with virtual reality and augmented reality. And
I know.
I mean, okay.
I know.
All right.
You know what's creepy, too? Okay,
read the world with
is you. That could then people... I'm not even going to put that out in the ether. That's just too creepy.
What? Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But without consent?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just... wow.
But that's the thing about sexuality.
Well, I think that whenever I think...
If you make... That's the thing about sexuality. If you just make it everything about consent, whether the person said yes or no, then it leads to eventualities like what you just said. Because it's not you, so you don't get to say. You can't tell me what I can draw or what likeness I can make my doll. You can't tell me that. That's not your area of, you know. So. But we all know it. It's, if... She was asking, could you make one of those dolls to look like a particular person? And I'm saying, legally, I don't see how you couldn't. And my point is, if you make sexuality only about consent, and you make violation only about consent, then here you go. But we all know that that's a violation of that woman.
Right.
Whatever it is. We all know it.
Right.
But why? Well, I know why. She's in the image and likeness of God, and you're using her likeness to, you know, satisfy her or whatever. But if you don't believe that, then there's no way you can say that sticking a person's face on some doll is wrong. You can't say that.
Ah.
Well, worldviews have consequences. Here we are.
And like, the other thing, like, with those dolls, which this probably seems really minor, but it's bothersome to me, too, is that, like, they're supposed to look like, I don't know, what nationality is the doll supposed to look like?
Well, he was Chinese, Japanese.
But that doll was as pale as me.
So?
And then, well, they're not making it like, you know, she's supposed to do that, but then they pale her out and they increase the size of her breasts. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not even like, so it's more of the whole, like, not making it like a real person. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm sure it's you, like, you're going to be able to custom build it and all that jazz. We're losing our soul, man. So this song, it looks like he's, you know, she's dying or she's shutting down or whatever.
Is she killing him, though?
I don't think she's... Where are you getting that? She's
because
killing.
He said, again, you've come back. Oh, I'll die in this place. Mechanical cradle, synthetic embrace. You're a dying machine, you're a dying machine. So, or maybe he's just saying he'll die because she's gonna die and it's going to kill him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's built a relationship with this doll that he can't... Or this machine or whatever, and he can't be with her anymore. So...
And it was kind of creepy, like, what did it say about the eyes?
Then you got these people talking about overpopulation and all that. There are going to be so many angles where people are going to say, yeah, this is a good thing.
Oh my gosh. No soul. Where's the part where it talks about the eyes? Like, that they've been watching him.
What? Did they use that term?
Right there. The years go by. Dang it. The years go by, you follow me. Manufactured eyes see everything.
Your carotid core degenerates, programmed to love.
And terminate. Yeah. Oh, so it terminates itself?
I don't know. I think this is probably a concept record.
Anyway, I really like the concept.
It might end up turning on him and killing him.
Robots and, like, toting the lines between humanity and machine.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they're machine, but they're too human, like, how that, like, affects people and... Like when they're, you know, but this, right, that whole thing, that's...
Well, I think the context that I put around it has grossed you out, but initially it was probably going to be a cool conversation, mm-hmm. but the China thing, like, made it take a left turn. Mm-hmm. You need to include some of these pictures so people can see. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say...
People aren't going to believe us.
I was going to say, like, please, you know you've said some things to Siri. You know, because whenever people turn on Siri, I've heard people asking Siri some questions that I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, here we go. Science fiction. Let's do it. God almighty.
Anyway, what do you give the song?
I mean, it's it got about 3.5 percentage points between the live show and the recording. The recording.
So what are you giving it?
And a lot of that, I don't think they're bad live. I was talking to Jan one time, and he was talking about how doing festivals, sound for festivals are terrible.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be difficult to get everything right, and, like, you're playing, even when you do the sound check, there's not a bunch of people there. So you sound check, and then now all of a sudden the sound is vibrating
indoor,
with people.
I think indoor is easier. But to do it at a festival, it's just, you know, like,
yeah,
4,000.
Too many factors.
It's 4,000 bands playing, and, you know, set up there, and it's just, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that they're a bad live band, but this version was great. Very, very good stuff. It's an 8.5 for me.
9 for me.
All right.
I'm in trouble there with my phone. That's pinky.
Well,
blanket, I think.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen.
Time for me.
Been out.
Sorry, out.
Gone.